104.9 The Morning X, it's Kev, and on the phone right now it is Dee. Dee is the pastor and executive director for Rock House Kids, and it's really a shame that we were not able to do the 0.1K last year because, while it is kind of silly and tongue-in-cheek reason to kind of party on St. Patrick's Day, it's for a great cause, and that is Rock House Kids. So, first of all, good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on with us. Now, I guess for our listeners who may not know, who haven't been here in the past for the 0.1K, what is Rock House Kids all about?
Okay, Rock House Kids is an inner city ministry where we work with first graders all the way through 12th graders. We're open 5 till 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And, well, actually, it's only till Wednesday right now because COVID kind of dropped some of our volunteers. But Mondays and Wednesdays, we have first and sixth graders. And Tuesdays, we have our teens, which is 7th through 12th. And we open up the doors at 5. The kids come in. They hang out. They have a safe place to come. And then we make sure their bellies are full. So 5:45 each night, they get a hot meal. And then they get some large group activity. And then they have times where they are in classrooms with their mentors.
Yeah,
and then 8 o'clock, we're done.
That's great. You know, inner city kids really need a safe place after school sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So has it been hard for these kids to adjust to pandemic life that you've noticed?
It was very difficult. We did have to close down for about 6 weeks, and I think that was about the hardest time that we've had here. We went out to the kids that we knew so we can still provide food for them, because we also do their daily needs, such as hygiene products and socks and underwear. So we wanted to make sure that just because we were shut down, their needs were still being taken care of.
And yeah, it's just really good work that you're doing over there, really important work. And we're on with Dee from Rock House Kids. Dee, the last time we were there, which was sadly now 2 years ago since we weren't able to do the 0.1K last year, were you you were doing a little bit of remodeling back then. So what's new in the building?
Well, during COVID, what else should we do but remodel our kitchen?
Why not? So, right.
So we were blessed with finances that we were able to redo our kitchen. So now we're all up to code. And now we are starting our expansion campaign. We have the whole building to us now. And there's a section that there's going to be a multi-purpose room. There's going to be 4 more classrooms with a library and a gaming area and a computer lab. So we need to have more space so that we can get these kids off the street and give them some activities that they want to come to.
Yeah, and not only activities, but a sort of a learning resource center.
Absolutely. Our computer lab is open for them to do schoolwork. We've had kids come in here and search for jobs. We have speakers coming in as well to come alongside our kids, to, especially our teens, to show them different ways to look for jobs and how to fill out an application, what a resume is. So we are a multi-surface activity center.
That's excellent. Now, I know you were saying that you're limited to how many volunteers you can have, but if somebody wanted to help, what could they do otherwise?
We have what's called behind the scenes. So if you wanted to come in and help fill up food bags that we hand out to the kids each night, or another thing is we have a monthly drive, which you can see at rockhousekids.org, and that helps make sure that our kids have the food that we can send home with them, or the underwear and socks and, you know, the different items that we have. Like right now, we're working on candy because every kid needs some candy at Easter time.
Oh, so of course.
We're working on that, and we need fruit cups for their bags, as well as fruit snacks and granola bars. And also, we reward good behavior. So they love McDonald's. So $5 gift cards as a reward for the kids goes a long way.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, who doesn't love McDonald's?
I mean, that's right.
You know, as you get older, you shouldn't eat that stuff. But hey, while you're a kid, why not, right?
That's right. They run it off anyway.
Well, and of course, you know, at rockhousekids.org, you can see information about all the ways you can help out and donate as well. But you can also help out by buying your ticket for the 3rd annual Anderson Toyota St. Patrick's Day 0.1K, which will go to help out over at Rock House Kids. Dee, we love what you guys do over there. We're very happy to be helping again this year any way that we can.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it more than you know.
And thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.